This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Alabama does not have a minimum wage and instead uses the federal rate of $7.25 an hour. Earlier this year, the Birmingham City Council tried to increase the city's minimum wage, but were shut down by a new law signed recently by Governor Robert Bentley. The law now gives the state full control over minimum wage changes. In response, the NAACP has filed a lawsuit against Bentley and Attorney General Luther Strange, contending the law is racially motivated. For more on this, we turn to Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Patterson attended a recent protest held by fast food employees in Birmingham. He tells WBHM's Rachel Lindley what workers were demanding.
Many of them work minimum wage jobs and have commonly complained that minimum wage jobs, even at 8 hours a day, 5 days a week or more, is just not enough to pay the bills. And so Weld talked to Courtney Williams, a 27-year-old man who works in Centerpoint at a fast food place, works 8 hours a day on his feet, makes that minimum wage, and was really upset because he just can't make ends meet on that amount of money. The Republican position on this has been that the minimum wage, it is possible for people to make a living with a minimum wage, but other people, including a number of Democrats and others, have suggested that that's just not realistic.
One of those people that Weld spoke with was area Democrat John Rogers. Tell me more about what Rogers told Weld.
Well, ultimately, this story really talks about a variety of ways in which state government is being seen by some as overreaching into city politics or local politics. And so what Rogers' comments were focused on really had to do with the idea that the Republican legislators are focused on small government under normal circumstances, and yet it doesn't seem that they hesitate to get involved in Birmingham's local business. But it's not just Republicans that do this. The question becomes how much state interference is appropriate, or how much should the state actually influence local politics or get involved in matters that might otherwise be decided by local governments, municipalities, county governments, and so forth.
And this now is the force behind a lawsuit filed April 28th by Greater Birmingham Ministries, the NAACP, and two fast food workers in Birmingham. They filed that lawsuit against the state of Alabama.
This lawsuit essentially suggests that HB 174, the law that relates to the minimum wage in the state, determining that cities can't set their own minimum wage. This lawsuit suggests that it's really one of many examples of how the legislature in Montgomery is interfering with the predominantly black government in the city of Birmingham and really interfering with their ability to govern themselves and taking away the right of the citizens who voted for the representatives in the city council and the mayor to make such determinations. And so it's one of many lawsuits and many controversies that have erupted in this state and elsewhere in the country where state governments are interfering with or getting involved in local politics.
And this Greater Birmingham Ministries NAACP lawsuit filed with two Birmingham fast food workers, it goes even farther to say that this is racist what Montgomery is doing, because most of the people who do work these minimum wage jobs, jobs in the fast food industry, are minorities.
Exactly. And the attorney who filed this lawsuit, Richard Rucco, is saying that this bill was tainted with racial animus because the notion was that the people who are being affected by this are mostly minority. The individuals in the government that are losing some power or could lose power because the state determines whether they can set minimum wage or not are mostly black. And he's labeling it the return of Jim Crow. So really the notion is that there are disproportionate targets toward the low-wage workers, mostly African-Americans, who are working for minimum wage in Alabama or specifically in Birmingham.
Now, how has the state of Alabama in the days since this lawsuit was filed? How have they responded?
Well, of course, the governor actually signed the bill and the law that prevented the city of Birmingham from setting its own minimum wage. The lawsuit remains pending. And so as a consequence of that, some of this could very well be resolved in the days to come or the weeks or months to come by a court of law, the federal courts. And so right now, As it stands, the city of Birmingham and other cities don't have the right to set their own minimum wage. But of course, there are also still other issues out there about whether or not the state can really interfere with what cities want to do when they want to set their own local laws.